Tune in at 8:45 every morning. The Ish We Missed on Hot 937.
Well, Little Kim made a big comeback in 2019. Well, the album didn't do that well. She did come back.
Yes.
And it failed to impact the Billboard's 200 chart. However, it appears Queen Bee is back at work on her next project with a hitmaker by the name of Tory Lanez as the producer of the album. So he's going to executive produce her next album. She's coming back. She said, as long as you know me, you know I love this man right here and everything he does. And they're going to put an album out together. So Lil' Kim,
okay.
She plans to make a huge comeback with the help of superstar Tory Lanez.
Well, Cameron says he was cut from Uncut Gems. You can't watch Uncut Gems without seeing The Weeknd's performance. It turns out another hip-hop artist was supposed to be part of the movie. That would be Cam. So Manhattan Diamond District Jewelers, Izzy and Joseph Aaron Bayev, who operate Avion and Company, say they have provided much of the jewelry seen on the screen and were supposed to have roles in the movie. When their frequent customer Cameron heard how they got screwed over, he shared the story. He says Izzy kept it 100 while he accuses director Josh Safdie of using the jewelers to get to him to offer him a sucker-ass role in the movie. He was later given a cameo as a consolation prize of sorts, but that ended up cut from the final version without as much as a thank you in the credits. He says the elder Safi brother is still his guy, has no ill will, offering love and congrats to all. It wasn't the only change in the cast. In the end, Joel Embiid's role went to Kevin Garnett, while Adam Sandler wound up in the lead role over Jonah Hill. Ghostface Killer, we all know he had a cameo in Iron Man. It wound up being cut.
Wow.
Yeah. But Cam's
upset.
Cam's like, I could have been in Uncut Gems.
It's a good movie too, Cam.
Yeah.
Great movie.
That's a hard pill to swallow, man. Anyway, that is The Ish You Missed.